Good morning, ladies. I feel very excited and I feel quite emotional during worship and actually since yesterday. Sorry, I'm just going to cry because it's part of who I am. I'm talking today about the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. And yesterday in our elders meeting, I just felt so pumped, you know, like when it's just so encouraging what's happening and we're not aware of it. And just people bringing testimonies and what God is busy doing. And it's so easy for us, or at least for me, to be so busy and focused on my own life and lose sight of everything else. And one of our elders was sharing that them as a family, they've been praying for this guy that's been in ICU for 3 months and he had COVID and he was so sick. And some way, somehow, families, they knew of each other and then they shared with each other. We've been praying for him for so long and he actually started recovering. For 3 months in ICU, he started getting off the machines, he's sitting up now. And, you know, just that sense of what a miracle it is and the gift of healing, of like just a family faithfully praying for someone. It isn't something that happened in the past, it's something that the Holy Spirit is busy with now. And just made me so excited that I had my notes ready, but it just gave me life. You know, you need to hear those testimonies to actually understand that healing is something that happens and is something that God wants to use us to do, as all the other gifts. But I really feel in my heart, even now when Jill and Sue were singing about, you know, he's always going to be there for us. And I'm such a testimony of that. I don't come from a Christian family. Wow. But God is being so good. If there is a miracle, and if there is a gift of miracles, I'm a miracle. because God grabbed me, and there was no way out for me to run anyway. And my life was a mess, and he's so merciful, and he has so much love for us, and he meets us right where we need him. And I just want to encourage you. I really feel in my heart that you have someone that you really care about, that you feel like there is no hope for that person. I'm telling you that God wants to set you free of that. And he wants you to fight and stand on the gap for that person because there is hope and there is healing for them. And yeah, I really believe the Holy Spirit wants just to minister in our hearts today. And there is that you'll feel encouraged today. That doesn't matter if you feel like you are prophetic or you have the gift, you speak in tongues or interpret tongues. God wants to use you out of your comfort zone today. He wants you to use in different gifts. Gifts that what Jill was sharing earlier, that you think you're an apple, but God actually wants you to be an orange. And he wants to use you in different things that you're not expecting him of doing it. So I wanted to start with, who is the Spirit? So the Spirit of God in Genesis 1, it says that he was hovering over the waters. So he was there from the beginning. It wasn't something that only came after Jesus. He was there through the Old Testament in different occasions in the Bible. If you go and read, you know that the Holy Spirit is being there from the beginning. He's fully God. He's part of the Trinity. But in John 14, verse 26 says, "But Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you and all things, will teach you? Yeah, all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And it's been a tough season, like with COVID and just being, just feeling fearful. I think it's part of the whole package that comes with, you know, fearful for your own life, for your safety, for your family, for people that you love. It is just what happens, you know. But God tells us in his word that actually the Holy Spirit, he comes to bring us peace. And that is not peace like the world gives to us. So for that, we do need the Holy Spirit. There is no other way to feel peace in a time like this or in a time that feels like there is a storm around us. So Jesus leaves us with a promise. And that promise is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is there to give us understanding. He's there to unite us to Jesus. He's there to give us fellowship with each other. The Holy Spirit is not just something that we hear about. He actually is right there with us. He gives us gifts, but those gifts are for us to benefit his church. It isn't for us. It isn't for our glory. He promises a fruitful life. And in that fruitful life, I never clicked. I know that God has a fruitful life promise for me, but I never thought of the fruits of the Spirit going hand to hand with that. And actually, like, there are fruits of the Spirit, and God does promise a fruitful life, so how do I get there? And when I was reading, I felt in my heart that assurance that I can only be there with the Holy Spirit. I can only be abiding in Him and having that fruitful life if I'm with the Holy Spirit. There is no other way. He convicts us, we get saved and justified because of our faith in Jesus, but that process of sanctification only happens with the Holy Spirit. Him keeping convicting us, us keeping saying no to our own flesh, it is a hard thing to do. For me, it is very hard. And if I'm not spending time with God, I remember I was putting my notes together and then I asked David, my husband, to read them and ask for his opinion. And he told me, "You say nothing personal on that." And I'm like, "Yeah, actually, you have a point. I should share." But then I feel like I just overshare and then you'll just know my whole life. Which I'm happy about, but I either do one thing or the other. But I really feel like something that I know it is personal to me is that I'm not a good person. I know that because I knew myself before Jesus and I'm really not a good person. But I see such a big difference in my life when I'm not spending time with God. You know, all the fruits that I'll read just now, the kindness and the love and the joy, nothing is there. I become really this ugly person that I just know that by the grace of God and by me spending time with Him and being obedient to His Holy Spirit, it only happens because the Spirit is in me and then I choose to be kind or I choose to say no to my flesh and actually God can use me. And it is such a privilege because I'm so aware of my own nature. I know that I'm not doing it on my own. So the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, and He's the only one that can do that. You can have an issue with someone. You can really try to change someone. It doesn't work. Only the Holy Spirit. You can pray and pray and pray, and only the Holy Spirit will come and convict hearts, and that will bring change. But the statement that for me made like change in my heart or gave me like this fresh perspective is that He sets us apart. We are set apart. We are born again because of our faith in Jesus, but the Holy Spirit working in us and us letting Him work in our hearts and in our lives, that is what sets us apart from everyone else. It isn't when we stop spending time with God and the real us come out, but it's letting the Holy Spirit keep changing our lives and changing our hearts. That's what sets us apart amongst everyone else. So the fruits of the Spirit, in Galatians 5, verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." And I know that I didn't read just the gifts, but for me, there is power in God's word, for sure. But it's such a key thing that says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. It isn't a once-off thing. It isn't like, now I'm so kind and full of joy and peace and all the good things. And, you know, all of that is going to fall apart because we're not that consistent as much as we dream for that. And that's our goal. We really need to keep in step with the Spirit. And that takes time. Something that I saw that when I was putting my notes together, most of my notes just speaks about obedience. And it does take, the picture I have in my mind, and that's why I thought like Jill was so on point with her picture of the trees, the fruit trees, is that actually it, you're sowing seeds of obedience with the Holy Spirit, and those fruits will come from that. So it isn't overnight that I become a kind person or full of love or all those nice things. It's actually keeping saying no to my flesh and keep seeking the Spirit and keeping in step with the Spirit and keeping sowing with obedience, even when I don't feel like it. Those little things, that's what is going to produce fruit. And that planting, I don't understand much about gardening, but I know that when the gardener comes and does what he needs to do, I get so frustrated because I have a picture and that takes time. And like, it really doesn't look nice when he does whatever he needs to do. And then it takes forever to do something. And I'm saying that not for us to be discouraged, but to persevere and to keeping obedient and to keep sowing, because that's when we're going to see fruit and things will change in our lives. And when it speaks about, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, starts with love. And I don't think there is any detail in the Bible that it is a coincidence. It isn't a coincidence that starts with love. Without love being the first thing for me to act on and having that love for one another, I can't have joy, I can't have peace, I can't be kind. Love, I wrote it that I feel for me, and this is my conviction, I didn't find it in the Bible, but it's like a gift that unlocks everything. If you don't have love for one another, there is not a chance you're going to be kind towards other people. There is not a chance that you're actually going to be joyful because you're just on your own mission. It's love that changes everything, and that love can only come because of the Holy Spirit. And keeping us up with keeping in step with the Holy Spirit requires a lot of obedience. And us waking up every day and just think, we go where he leads and we do what he says. I don't know what you think of that. It isn't a good thing for me every day to think of. I want to be on my own mission. I'm too tired, Jesus. I don't want to smile to people. I go to the shops and sometimes I'm looking at my phone pretending I don't see anyone. My phone doesn't even work, but I'm like, And that's me. And I'm not making up a story. I do that. Because sometimes I really don't feel saying hello to anyone. And if I stop, I have a time. You know, I need to run. And many times, it's sad, but my phone really doesn't work. And I'm looking at my phone because I can see some people coming towards me. I'm like, if I'm on my phone, no one is going to interrupt me. But actually, for me to wake up and say, we go where we lead, and we do what he says, it is something that requires a lot of obedience for me. Because that needs to stop my own flesh, needs to stop my own plan that I have for the day. And even what Zelda was sharing a few weeks ago about her going to the mall and pray for people and find people, that requires a lot of obedience. You know, for me, that takes out of your own plan for the day to go and do that. In my mind, I'm like, wow, she's really like, she got that, you know, like she's going to do it. She's going to change lives. But there are things that if I'm not so selfish and I am planting those seeds of obedience, God is also going to use me if I'm not looking at my phone and actually try to interact with people and say no to my own flesh and actually look around and say, Jesus, where do you want to use me today? Just in the people that I found in my way. I don't need to go out of my way if I'm not there yet. But how awesome is that I want to do what he wants me to do. And the gifts of the Spirit, in 1 Corinthians 12, it says, the same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. And the human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. But it is so it is with the body of Christ. And Nicole started this term speaking about the body of Christ and us as part of a body, what we bring to the table? What role do we have to play? And it isn't because I don't have the gift of healing. I'm quite confident if I need to prophesy, but with gift of healing, I'm always like, Jesus, are you going to use me or not? And at the end of the day, it's up to God. It's up to His Holy Spirit to use me and to heal. It's not me. But we all have something to contribute. And just having that conviction in our hearts, and someone many years ago shared that with me, when you're not here, the body's missing out on something. We need to be convicted that we actually have a role to play, have something to give. We are part, we bring those gifts, and without us, the body's missing out on something. So that gives us the responsibility of going against our own flesh and our own comfort and just come and say, actually, I'm here because God wants to use me as a part of this body. So some gifts are quieter than others, but we all have something to contribute. And as I was saying, praying for healing is something that makes me very uncomfortable. But God calls me to pray for the sick. Doesn't matter what I'm comfortable with, I go. If someone goes to the front and he needs to be prayed for, I'm there. Because that's who God calls me to be. He calls me to go and be obedient to His word and be in step with the Spirit and just trust Him. No one is going to get healed because of us. We need to be available and be in step with the Spirit, and the Spirit will use us. So I really believe that today, God does want us to, you know, just to make us uncomfortable. Like, as I'm sharing for me, my personal thing is that I'm so happy to prophesy because I feel confident about it. But to pray for healing, I'm not too sure. But that's what God wants to do with us. You're very convinced of the gifts that God has given you. God wants you to be uncomfortable, and He wants to share with you that He actually has more for you. That is so much more for us as living a life with Jesus and filled with the Spirit that what we actually aware of. And I had this picture a few weeks ago when I was praying for today of a Christmas tree. And I have little kids. So at least my oldest understands everything about gifts. So just picture that you have little ones at home and you have a Christmas tree all set with gifts. And those gifts have your children's names on. And it will be so sad if in the Christmas morning they get up and they go to the gifts and actually they're like, oh, these gifts, oh my goodness. You know, like you want to see the excitement in their face. You want to see like it's honestly like, for a mom or for a grand, I'm sure there is no, like, it's such joy to see them, the excitement of opening that gift, something that they want to. And I really feel that that's what God has for us today. He has that Christmas tree with every single gift there, with saying Sonia's name and Nicole's name, and like all of us, we have gifts there to open and to be excited about. And He's the one that put us together. So surely knows what we can use and what we need in our lives and the different seasons that require different things. So He wants us to come and approach Him with that excitement. Approach those gifts with excitement. And He doesn't want us to be comfortable. That is something that I keep learning, is that God is not interested in our comfort. And I'm so happy to be comfortable. And COVID made so many of us comfortable. You know, it's so nice to be in our pajamas with a cup of coffee, enjoying church, and we don't need to smile to anyone. We don't need to put makeup on, and someone says, oh, you look so tired. I'm like, actually, I just don't have makeup on. I'm fine. But being on the couch, it is comfortable, you know? And God wants to break that today. As many as we are here today, God has a purpose for us. And He doesn't want us to be comfortable. That's something I'm convicted, and I'm trusting God that He's going to change in our hearts. And Jesus is the head of His church, and He's taking us where He wants us to go. That's not our direction. That's not our place to decide. He takes us where He wants us to go. So I left my points to the end, but my first thing is that the Holy Spirit is personal. He convicts us. He uses us for His kingdom. My second one is that we are justified believing in Jesus, but our sanctification process starts with the Holy Spirit. He's the one taking us from that comfortable zone in our lives. He's the one giving to us. He's the one that we need to keep in step with. And love, as number three, is the fruit that unlocks all the other fruits. That is, we are nothing without love. That is nothing. We can't operate with our gifts if we don't have love for one another. We can't live a fruitful life if we don't have love for one another. And that picture of the body, it's really something that gives me so much conviction of coming to every single meeting that I can come. Because the body is missing out without me. And I'm not saying you don't have other priorities in life. But just keep that picture in your mind that actually the body misses out without you. We need you. We need what you have to give because no one else is like you. God created you the way he wanted to, with the gifts he wanted to put in your life and the things that we're still discovering, but because we have so much to contribute. And again, Jesus is the head of the church and he's taking us where he wants us to go. It isn't about us. It's not about our own direction. It's actually the Lord wants to do something with us and we just need to open our hearts and our ears and actually be there and be in step with him. It isn't about us if we pray for a miracle or for healing or if we prophesy the wrong thing. God is so gracious. He really is. He has mercy more than enough for all of us. But we need to be in step with the Spirit and being sensitive to his voice. And that only comes from obedience and being obedient to him every single day of our lives. And I really had in my heart, Shannon is going to come up now, that God actually wants us to be practical with these things. It isn't a message that we just, cool, that was sweet. Actually, God wants us to be uncomfortable, and I really believe that what he has for us today, and I really want to pray for us right now that we will be in that place of being uncomfortable, that we'll be doing something out of the norm that we are comfortable to do. We'll be stepping out of our gifts, thinking that God actually wants to use us in a different thing today.